The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Cass has got a very interesting question that will apply to a couple of you guys and would love to get your input on ghosts. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Yeah, people who have had near-death experiences or work with or have been around other people who have died, I'd love to know, and especially healthcare workers is really who I'm talking about, not random serial killers who kill people and watch them die, but like
hospice workers have some crazy stories.
Yes, I would like to know if people actually see ghosts when they're near death, or if it's just the brain's last attempt at staving off the horror of non-existence by giving you some comfort, right? By showing you family members and things like that.
Ooh, traumatizing.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm in a dark place these days. Because here's the thing. So my mother has stage 4, it's breast cancer technically, but it's everywhere. Brain, eye, spine, the whole nine yards.
It's like fully metastasized.
Yeah. And we're really struggling. And she has seen ghosts when she was younger. My family's not a real big paranormal family, but from time to time, my parents have told me things independently from their childhoods, which I'm like, I wish you had never said that because I don't want to know this kind of thing. And now I'm going to fixate on it. So she has seen one like when she was really young or when she was pregnant with me, rather. And then recently she told us that she saw her father when she was at MD Anderson for treatment in full funeral attire standing at the foot of her bed.
Oh my God.
But she felt very comforted by it. Like, she loves her father dearly. Like, he passed away very young, like in his early 60s from a heart attack. So it was comforting to her. But then she's been seeing someone else, and we don't know who it is. It's just a woman in white who walks by. And the first time it happened, she was with my sister, one of the times it happened, it gave my sister a full body chill. She had seen her before, and then when I went to go visit her over her birthday, my mom's knitting, and all of a sudden she takes a knitting needle and does like a sweeping motion and goes, she just walked by, and I got full body chills that this woman in white walked through the living room into the kitchen, just walks by, doesn't interact, and I'm like, well, I'm not drinking water for the rest of the night because there is no way I'm walking in that kitchen. Like, it freaked me out. And, you know, part of my family has always kind of been in touch with the supernatural a little bit, but we've always rejected it as well at the same time. Like, no, we're not going to focus on that. Move along. But I noticed recently, starting with my first visit to see my mom at MD Anderson for a surgery she was having, three distinct times on the way over, on the plane ride there, and then in the car, I smelt my grandmother. And I know that sounds weird, but I think, you know, like, people's houses have smells, and when you're really hanging out with them a lot, they become distinctive. Like, everyone knows if I say the smell of cut grass in the summer, like, you can think of that. It brings you certain memories. And so the same thing, it's like a very distinct smell. And the first time I wrote it off because it was her laundry detergent, which is called Persil, which is not very popular in the States. She's British. And so I'm like, but still, somebody could have that laundry detergent. But then there was a specific smell of like tea, burnt coffee, and toast that her kitchen always smelled like in the mornings, with a dash of something I could never place. And it was unequivocally, like, it was her. And I was like, that's interesting. And then again, another time, a specific smell that's always associated with her house. And I've smelled my other grandmother before, 2 years ago, her signature scent. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm losing my mind. I'm going nuts. And no, it's not carbon monoxide. Because by the way, if you're seeing ghost stuff and stuff moving around, check your carbon monoxide monitors, because that literally could be it.
You're so, like a bloodhound for ghosts. You just sniff them out.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, people I know, it's weird. And we had a psychic who's been on the show before visit my house and told me my grandfather was attached to me. So all these different variables. And I've always written them off because I like to be of science. But at some point, I'm like, okay, well, now this is weird because I'm smelling my grandmother, my mother's mother, over and over and over again in a short amount of time. I smelled her again when I went to go visit her for her birthday. And then coupled with the story of my mom seeing ghosts. And I'm just wondering if there's anything to this. And I think part of the reason I'm asking is I'm looking for some solace and comfort about what happens after death. Especially, I don't know. I used to be very religious and I don't know that I ascribe to that anymore. I've shifted so much. So I'd love to get more information and sort of, is that real? Is it going to bring her comfort or is it something I need to mitigate and protect her against?
Good morning, Jessica. Thank you for calling the Burt Show. What's going on?
Hi, guys. So about 2 years ago, my husband's uncle got very sick with cancer and he was in hospice. So before he got sick, every time we go to the house or any house, as a joke, he just keep banging on the walls like, hey, I'm here. Come down here. Let's hang out, whatever. So when he was in hospice, it was like in the middle, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden we hear this bang. It was just my husband and I in the house, nobody else. And we look at each other, it's like, what's that noise? And literally within 5 minutes, we got a call that he passed. And it was, we look at each other, it's like, no, he was just saying goodbye. I mean, we came up with all kinds of, I don't know, reasons, but we kept, like, he was just trying to say goodbye one last time, being playful, and we kept that. It make us feel a little better.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling. Yeah, I think a lot of people are afraid of spirits, and to me, I have just the opposite feeling on it. They do. They give me comfort. And I think I told you a story a while ago about a friend of mine that has a client that moved in, their father-in-law, I think it was downstairs, and he was in really bad shape, so they put a camera on him just in case something happened in the middle of the night. And he showed me the video. Remember this? I brought it in. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't bring it in, but I told you guys that you literally could see a spirit rubbing the forehead of the father-in-law right before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
Yeah.
And this is not a guy that would have any idea on how to manipulate a photo. You could clearly see the spirit come down and wipe the forehead and then go whoosh, right into the sky. And then the spirit of the father-in-law went right up after him.
Oh, wow.
I saw it. You guys, I saw it.
Yeah, because you brought it in. Your friend didn't want you to put it out publicly.
That's right.
But you showed it to us in studio
and
it was crazy.
Jarring, right? Hey, Vassie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning, T1. So my grandfather, when he passed away, the morning of, he went to his brother's widow and said, what do you want me to tell your husband? And she's like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, he fell asleep in her chair, like sitting up, and he passed away that same day. And he knew because he was already seeing his family and people that have passed, and he already knew it was time to go.
Yeah, we could take call after call after call after call after call.
So does that give you comfort knowing there's something?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it does. I don't know what I was hoping for. Yeah. Like maybe more, maybe how it eased somebody's pain or what have you, or horror stories. I don't know, but it does make me feel a little bit better for sure.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money.